بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القران المجيد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة معراج المؤمنين الصدقة برهان الصيام جند وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respect to the علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, belief in the unseen, belief in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslims. And usul ad-deen are three. When we say usul ad-deen, we mean that from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, right up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Nabi, they propagated, preached three things. Every Nabi, every Rasul, without fail. Number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Every Nabi is that. Number two, that particular Nabi said he is following his ummah, that he is a Nabi, that he is a Rasul, they must believe in him. So one is Tawheed, and the second one is Risala, and the third one is Akhir. That if you do good, you will be rewarded in the Akhir, you will have peace in the world. And if you reject and deny, then you will be punished in this world, and destined for Jahannam in the Akhirah. So three things, Tawheed, Risalat, and Akhirah, every Nabi, every Rasul, without fail preached. These three things have reached us via the Sahaba. Sahaba, companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is a Sahabi? Understand. Sahabi in Arabic word means companion. Ashab of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, plural of the word Sahabi. A person in the lifetime of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having iman, in the condition of iman, he saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he sat in his company, or was in the presence of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and subsequently died in the condition of iman, he is specified sahabi, companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ibn Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala, he is a sahabi, he was blind. Whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out on an expedition, and Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala went with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was the muazzin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hazrat Ibn Maktoum, a blind sahabi, should give the azan. So if we say the person who saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that definition would not suffice. That's why we include the definition, a person who sat in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The woman folk were in Farza in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not like now, walking half naked in the street. They were in Farza, they sat in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they listened to the blessed words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they are also included. They are the woman Sahabiyat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the condition is that they were passed away in this stage of Iman. So in this age, if a person says that I have dreamt about Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that does not make him a Sahabi. Although we must remember categorically that a person who dreams about Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has verily dreamt about Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Shaitan cannot take the shape of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your dream. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, Man Ra'ani Fakat Ra'ani, whosoever sees me has verily seen me. Shaitan cannot take the shape of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specifically in your dream. Although Shaitan, it is written in the books of jurisprudence and Aqaid, believes that Shaitan can make a claim that you are seeing Allah. A person can say that I saw Allah, and that can be Shaitan. But he will not take the shape of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And by experience, it has been recorded that Shaitan does not take the shape of other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaitan can take the shape of pious people in your dream. Sahaba are the blessed link between us and Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Blessed link. Sahaba are those who watered the rose garden of Islam with their blood. That is why today we are Muslims. Sahaba, deen reached us via the Sahaba. Islam reached us via the Sahaba. Quran reached us via the Sahaba. Shariat of Islam reached us via the Sahaba. Laws of Hajj, Zakat, fasting, every law in Islam has reached us via the Sahaba. The whole and entire Shariat has reached us via the blessed Sahaba. We should respect them, honor them, love them. Why I am stating this is because in this age, many books are out, literature is floating, many organizations come about, many groups come about. Everybody is claiming he is scholar. Everybody is saying my organization is the correct organization. My institute is the correct institute. My movement is the valid movement. So a criteria to judge right and wrong, haqq and batil, who is on the right and who is on the wrong, who is going towards Jannat and who is going towards Jahannam, which is the party of salvation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Kareem that ulaika humul faizun, referring to the Sahaba, that they are the successful ones. Ulaika humul muflihun, they are those who have got achievement. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. Who? Sahaba. So if any organization, any person or group speaks one word against the Sahaba, companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we definitely know that they are the wrong. They are batil, they are false. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing a quality of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he is siraj munira. That he is like the bright, shining star. Not star, sun. Sirajul Munira. He is like the bright, shining sun. The scripture elders, you and I know that especially in winter, when you long for the sun, and then you come out of the shade, and you stand under the sunlight, and the rays of the sun, they touch your body. And they seem to permeate into your body. They seem to penetrate in your body, and you feel that your whole body is being nourished by the sun rays, by the sun beam. And you feel so comfortable and so good and so nice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like that. What it means? That when Sahaba were around him, then he was giving off spiritual light. He
he was giving out spiritual beams. He was elevating Sahaba, those who had iman in them. He was elevating them. And they were spiritually boosted. They were spiritually enlightened. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi says in his book Shariat wa Tasawwuf, quoting of Malana Gabbayi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that a person who sat in the company of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for few moments, he was elevated to the highest of highest state. Why? Because of this quality that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was generating and giving off spiritual dynamic rays onto the person, filling his heart with nur, filling his heart with the acceptance of the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making it easy for that person so that he could accept the kalima and the commandment. The kalima, the commandment attached to the kalima. That is why the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, As-sahabi kan nujum. My sahabas are like the stars. Whomsoever you follow, you will be guided. Whomsoever you follow, you will be guided. Those days they should use, the sailors should use the stars and their guiding light as guiding beacons. They should look at the stars and find out whether they are on the right course or wrong. They should look at the stars and they should find out how close we are to our destination. So by the stars they should find out in the stormy waters, in the darkness of the night, in the mid-ocean, where there is no one to guide you, then they should wait for the stars. For the stars shine, they should look at the stars and be guided. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he preached, that the sahabas were those who accepted Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith, Allah ta'ala looked upon mankind, and then he looked upon the hearts of the sahaba and chose them. Sahaba chosen companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that when he recited wahi to them, divine prophetic revelation to them, then they were spiritually elevated and practiced upon deen. But what is the difference between a sahabi and a nabi? A nabi, a rasul, he is masum, innocent. He does not sin. He is free from sin. Sahabi, he is a saint, a wali of Allah Ta'ala, a friend of Allah Ta'ala, blessed by Allah Ta'ala. His actions are sanctioned by Allah Ta'ala and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is what we term in Arabic, mahfuz, protected by Allah Ta'ala. But we get in the books of history that Sahabi, they sin. And even Islamic law was enforced upon them. Execution of Islamic law was upon them. How this happened? Understand this. Sahabi is not masoom, not innocent. But to show the practical nature of Islam, they sinned. Islamic law was enforced upon them. Islamic law was enforced upon them, not forced upon them, enforced upon them. So a person can say, listen, Quran is there. Practical example is Sahaba. Even the laws were put on them, they adhered to it. After that, Allah Ta'ala expressed in the Quran al-Kareem that I am happy with the Sahaba, I am happy with your companions, and they are happy with me. And when Allah is happy with someone, what right have we got to say anything against that person? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba inquired of him, when he explained that lengthy hadith, there will be 73 in three groups, and 72 will be destined for the fire of Jahannam, and one group will be the group that will attain salvation. Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is that group? Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, categorically, clearly, وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي, that which I am upon and that which my Sahaba are upon. So whatever the Sahaba did, Allah approved it, Allah liked it. Therefore, in this age, irrespective of who is the person speaking, irrespective of who is telling you the book, irrespective in which gathering that book is being sold, because in these days you will get many gatherings also, many organizations, many seminars, many conferences, that outside they are selling books. And there may be even an Ali selling the book. There may be even a layman who is looking that he's performing to Sharia selling the book, or selling any book. Not every book is authentic. If the book, if the writer is criticizing Sahaba, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that whosoever loves me loves the Sahaba, whosoever hates the Sahaba hates me, and whosoever hates me hates Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the Sahaba are like the food, are like the salty food. How the food is granted relish by the salt, how the food gets relish by the salt, Sahaba grant relish to the deen of Islam. And if we criticize the Sahaba, if we find fault with the Sahaba, if we lambast them, if we speak ill of them, if we belie them, if we deny them, if we criticize them, then we are going to criticize the Quran. Because who brought the Quran to us? Sahaba. We are going to criticize Islam, the whole of Islam. Who is the link between us and Islam? The Sahaba. Remember one basic simple principle. In the Battle of Uhud, Hazrat Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to gain his freedom from Hinda and Sufyan, he martyred Hazrat Hamza. Subsequently, he accepted Islam after the conquest of Mecca. But he himself said, I was responsible for the martyrdom, for the life of the best person in Islam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyid al-Shuhada, chief of the martyrs. And I'm also responsible for the life of the worst person, that is Musayyidah ibn Qasdar, a person who claimed prophethood in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with the same javelin, with the same spear, throwing skills, as the martyr Hazrat Hamza, he put Hazrat Musayyidah ibn Qasdar into Jahannam. So when we talk of Hazrat Washi, we must say radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because that's how his life expired as a Sahar, as a Sahar. So we must respect him, love him, honor him. Hazrat Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha, wife of Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she chose the liver of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But she accepted Islam. So when she has accepted Islam, now when we talk about her, we say Hazrat Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah is pleased with her. And chewing of the liver in those days, in the days of ignorance, was classified that if you chew a liver of a person who is courageous and has got valor, if you chew his liver, you will also have that quality. That's why they chew the liver. I'm not justifying her action, but I'm giving you a reason which the medical profession of that age has written. But when we talk of them, we must talk of them with respect, love, honor. So remember, the rule is very simple. Many organizations are going to come up in our new South Africa, propagating and preaching Islam. That organization, those people who criticize Sahabi, who speak ill of the saints, saints prophecies, who criticize Quran and Ahadith, who speak ill of the Deen of Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep far from them. Our salvation lies there. May Allah grant us understanding of these.